when you speak of the general election, you've already got up to 3 constitutional amendments that are on the ballot. You've got all the local races. You've got the city-level races. Besides whether it's gubernatorial year or presidential year, you've got all of that on the ballot. So it is already overwhelming to voters. And then you go adding school races onto that. And you add the fact that school district lines don't coincide with any other district lines. And so it creates an exponentially large number of ballot styles